Zimbabwe's main opposition MDC party is headed into a unity government within weeks, bowing today to pressure to conclude a deal with a president it considers a brutal dictator so that a spiraling humanitarian crisis can be tackled. More than 60,000 people have been infected with cholera in Zimbabwe, a figure the World Health Organization has called the worst-case scenario when the epidemic broke out in August of last year. WHO's spokesperson for infectious and epidemic diseases, Gregory Hartle, explained more about what measures are needed to bring this outbreak under control.
Well, the question always comes down to one of money and resources, if you like. And what we are recommending needs doing can probably be broken down into about 4 points. We need to mobilize resources, or the international community as a whole needs to mobilize resources to pay thousands of Zimbabwean healthcare workers who have been unable to go to work because they're earning so little at the moment. We need to work on increasing awareness, especially at local grassroots level, of what can be done to prevent infection and what you do if you get infected in order to ensure you get the treatment you need. We need to make more medicines available. We need to help get other non-governmental organizations into the country that can help run cholera treatment centers. And we want to ensure that everyone, UN agencies, other non-governmental organizations, donors, can play their part in Zimbabwe.